The Spotlight. It's a radio show where volunteers share stories of inspiration, share their journey, express their feelings, and tell us all about those who have touched their lives. And we play their favorite music. It is The Spotlight, Fridays 2 to 3 p.m. on Radio Morocco.
Hello and welcome to The Spotlight. The Spotlight comes your way every week, and The Spotlight brings you volunteers, and they'll be sharing with us their journeys and amazing things that they have been doing during their stay or during their volunteerism. Well, our spotlighter this today is Elizabeth, and Elizabeth Businje hails from Uganda and works as IT security assistant with Field Technology Section of ANMIS. Well, she is a resourceful ICT professional with vast experience and knowledge of the information technology sector, possessing a strong motivational drive to succeed in the industry. And she has highly developed skills in ICT policy and strategy design, problem identification and implementation of effective solutions, to mention but a few. Now, comfortable with analyzing and understanding data, working hard even under pressure in a timely manner and presenting herself in a professional manner, Elizabeth has an excellent interpersonal communication and social skills built through serving in the ICT sector for over the last 8 years. Now, a strong team player that seeks out new responsibilities, irrespective of reward and recognition, with a strong willingness to learn and grow both personally and professionally. Elizabeth, welcome to The Spotlight.
Thank you.
What did you have for breakfast, for starters?
Today I had a bagel.
And what's that? What's a bagel?
Think of a bun, but then I'm a chocolate fanatic.
Okay.
I love chocolate. So what I did was, you slice it. Mm-hmm. It's like a donut.
Right.
Slice it, then
smear some chocolate on it. Yes. So it's on a big, wow. Something new I learned, and I'll try that.
Yeah.
All right. So, yes, we're talking about volunteerism, and what does this mean to you?
Is basically being able to help and assist people and serve people. One thing I learned from my early onset is service above self, where you're willing to sacrifice not only your comfort,
right,
just so that you help other people.
Hmm.
So for me, anything to do with helping people,
right,
having a purpose where you assist a fellow human being is volunteerism.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Service above self.
Yes.
So what attracted you to become a volunteer?
I've always loved helping.
Hmm.
Always loved helping.
Wow.
So I get joy in seeing people happy. So one of the things I've always wanted to do is assist. And I always wanted to... That's my life purpose.
Hmm. Right.
So I have been looking for ways of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, I got the opportunity.
Nice.
Yeah.
Congrats.
UNV's.
Right. And yes, speaking about UNV, you're here in South Sudan. Before we even get into volunteering and your experience in ANMIS, first of all, what was your first impression about South Sudan when you landed at the airport?
I won't lie, I was a bit scared because it was...
Scared about what?
When we were coming, there was an email that was shared, which is don't take photos at the airport.
Right.
So in some countries, apparently that is there, but I had never experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I read the email, I was like, okay, so what do I expect? But I made sure when I was coming, I come with an open mind because I love meeting new people.
Right.
I love learning from new surroundings.
So your scare was landing at the airport and not being able to take any photos.
Like, take a pic and send home and say,
I've arrived safely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then how did you bypass that fear?
I tend to face fear head on. The best way to face fear is say, okay, I'm scared, but if I don't do it, then I'll have the regret of knowing I didn't do it.
Okay.
But if I do it, I'll have the satisfaction of knowing
that I've done it.
Yeah.
Right. And on The Spotlight, we give you an opportunity to share your favorite music. So before we break out, what would your number one track be?
My number one track is Tasha Combs featuring Nicki Minaj.
Tasha Combs featuring Nicki Minaj it is.
eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready. Something I've never seen. Prophesy.
Maneuver the jet ski, 'cause I serve a God that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi, from food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watch them all fall for going against me, 'cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepare for a miracle blessing in these times. Now praise them, raise them, name it, claim it. Every tongue that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
Oh,
All right, and welcome back. I hope you did enjoy that. Well, our spotlight for today is Elizabeth, and Elizabeth is taking us through her journey of volunteerism. Now, Elizabeth, what was your first moment of serving as a volunteer, or is working with UNMISS your very first experience?
My first moment of serving as a volunteer was in secondary. I was a member of Red Cross and Interact. And we were able to go to like orphanages and give food,
right.
clothing to children. And I remember the first time was when I met a young kid, and just giving them even a sweet, the smile on their face was just enough to
lead your day.
Yes.
Yes. Well, you could have had more moments that that would bring you back to a nostalgia. Just share with us more moments that are very memorable for you while being a volunteer. I know about the suite with the children, them smiling back. So is there any other thing or any other scenario that you would like to share with us?
Yes. My former workplace, what we always did was carry out CSR. CSR is more of like community social responsibility. So you go out in a community, whatever they need, you're able to provide. At one point, we had an opportunity to provide food and mattresses for a school, and the joy that we saw on the representatives of the school, the joy on their faces was more of it. It gives you meaning. It gives you life. When you see you're able to provide something for someone, and they need it, and you've just made their day or made their year.
Right.
Just that little gesture. Yeah.
I hear you, and I see where you're coming from. Now, is there anybody in your sphere that you know of that would be doing volunteerism, or is it just you who's standing out?
I'm privileged to have a big family, so from the get go, we've seen our parents do this. My father has one of the biggest hearts I know in terms of helping. He'll never not be around for someone. My mother as well. So as kids, we've grown up with parents who have shown us this. Yeah, those are, my family is my biggest example.
Wow. Yeah. What a motivation it is. Now, I mean, working here in South Sudan, although you come from Uganda, it's just a 1 hour's flight or 12 hours drive to Uganda. I mean, it doesn't take away the fact that you're being separated from your family. So how does that make you feel while here?
For me, it's an opportunity to, one, learn and be able to take what I'm learning back home and share it.
Right.
The beauty is we have social media, which has also helped.
I was about to come to that.
Yeah, okay. In terms of communication. Mm-hmm. So as much as I am not physically there with them, I get to talk to them on a daily basis and tell them how my day has gone, get to learn from them, hear what they're doing.
Yeah.
So there's still a mode of communication. And me being here gives them an opportunity to see that South Sudan isn't the portrayal that sometimes is in the media.
Right.
In terms of security, it's not safe, and all the things we hear. Because me being here, I'm able to tell them, you know what, you guys can come
things
and visit.
Things are different. You can even
things
come
are
and
different.
Visit. All right. So, Elizabeth, what's your second track?
My second track is Lose Yourself by Eminem.
All right. Lose Yourself by Eminem it is.
Just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity, choke, he's so mad, but he won't give up. No, he won't have it, he knows. His whole back's to these ropes. It don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's pro. He's so stagnant, he knows. When he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't be ready. Lose his mouth in the music.
the taking. Make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over. These n****s is all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows he's grown farther from home. He's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water.
All right, so welcome back. This is The Spotlight. My name is Irene Lasso and our spotlighter is Elizabeth. Now, she is taking us through her journey of volunteerism. Elizabeth, and then you came to South Sudan. Of course, I went there and I asked you about your first impression, and you told me about the restrictions at the airport. So now you get into UNMISS and start working with your colleagues. And I don't know if you have engaged with the communities, have you?
I haven't fully engaged with the communities. Mm-hmm. My level of engagement is actually in regards to UNMISS mm-hmm. and a few people that I've met
all
outside
right.
when I go.
So since it's not actually a direct indulgement, so let's talk about your the national staff that you work with. How is your relationship with them?
We're actually, it's more of, most of them have become friends.
Hmm.
To a point of they are teaching me. For instance, I've been lucky enough to learn a few words.
Oh, good. Like which ones? Share with us, you never know.
The one word I remember is tamam.
Oh, okay, that's pretty
then
simple.
Then there's one for greeting. Good morning, I keep forgetting.
Sabah al khair. It's different?
Yeah, slightly different. Because I wrote it down actually in a book.
Is it the kef?
Yes,
kef. Kef is like, how are you?
Yeah.
Okay, then you say tamam. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm learning.
Oh, okay.
It's nice to work with a diverse community.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Right. So how long have you been in UNMISS?
6 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So clearly you have a recollection of your very first day in UNMISS. Just tell us a little bit about it.
The first day I came, besides like what I had said earlier, where I was scared. Something actually funny happened at the airport.
Mm.
When I arrived, one, I went into the lane of the
nationals.
Yes.
And
then someone actually came and picked me and said, "You're Elizabeth." I'm like, "Yes." They're like, "You're not supposed to be here." Come. I'm like, "Oh, okay." Then we passed, and I was still a bit on edge because it was a new environment for me.
Oh, yes.
But the,
and the fact that you had that in mind, that they're restricted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the team that picked me from the airport was really, really polite. There's a lady called Raina. She works in AMU, Management Unit.
Mm.
And as soon as I saw her, she was smiling. So that in itself just gave me calm.
Wow.
And I found myself smiling back at her.
Mm.
And it was an interesting experience because as soon as I reached the camp, then we had to do registration, get the IDs, meet new people.
Mm-hmm.
So you find you jump straight into the interaction.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what best three things, yeah, have you done as a volunteer? I know you started way back in secondary school and Interact Project clubs and all that. So what are some of the three things that you can stand profoundly and say, looking back, I have done this and this and this?
One is, of course, helping the children in the Sanyu Baby's home.
Yep.
Two, I love dancing. So I did a training for a secondary school in within the area of where my university is.
Right.
Uganda Mantas University.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to teach some of the students a few moves for their performance.
Hmm.
So that in itself gave me a lot of joy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And do you still dance?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
when do you dance? I mean, it's a busy schedule every day.
It is, but I always create time to make sure at least I enjoy one or two songs in the morning
mm-hmm.
if I'm walking. Most times when people find me on the walkway, they'll notice I have my earphones on, and
right.
once in a while I'm
nice.
Like swaying.
No wonder you look physically fit. All right. So, somebody might be wondering, like, volunteerism, this, it's not like a white collar job. You don't get in for the money. It's like you say, it's service above self. And you've been here for what, more 6 months in South Sudan. And
yes.
looking at your time way back in school, that's probably more than a decade or more years have been added to your time. I mean, somebody can be wondering, has it been easy?
I'll say it this way, when you love something, you get satisfaction in what you do. So for me, like you said, it's not about the money. It's more of how can I make someone enjoy life and see the beauty in life the way I see it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right. So for those who really would like to be volunteers, what survival skills have you acquired along the way that you would like to share with them?
One, have an open mind. Two, be able to be willing to learn, because no man is an island, and you can't, for instance, know everything. So be open to the idea of learning from others and sharing knowledge. And the sky is the limit.
Indeed,
yeah.
The sky is the limit. So, going into a musical break, what is your third track?
My third track is "Smooth Criminal" by Michael Jackson.
"Smooth Criminal," it is. Welcome back. This is The Spotlight. My name is Ivan Lasu, and our spotlighter is Elizabeth, and she's telling us about her journey of volunteerism. Elizabeth, who are the people that have been so influential in your life?
My mom, Mrs. Joy Katera Biarhanga. She's a very determined person, very motivated. She raised us with the mentality of whatever you set your mind to, you can achieve it.
Right.
So she's one of the people I look up to strongly. My dad, his passion and drive for work has made all his children have the same drive
to do
of
what he
you
did.
Have to,
right.
Be able to work.
All right. So how, I mean, your parents... And I mean, your mom being very, very motivational and your dad having the zeal and love for work, how has that elevated you?
My mom has a statement she always says, which is do it yourself. Uh-huh. So the way I look at it is, if I am not able to utilize the talents and the privileges I have as a person, then I am not utilizing what I have to my full potential.
Hmm.
I keep telling people, for instance, God didn't give me the talent I have in dance for me to sit on it.
Indeed.
Or the passion I have and drive for IT for me not to utilize it and share it and learn.
Yeah.
So seeing my parents tirelessly work and ensure that we have all that we need gave me the push to want to reach a level where I'm able to work and then also provide for them.
Yeah. Wow. All right, so let's just go a little bit to your father, because, I mean, fathers are interesting figures in the family. So how has your father been, most especially when you were young? Was he the kind where you would run to and, you know, hey, daddy, da, da, da? Oh, he was this kind of a dad who sat there with his newspapers and... Just bring us a little to speed.
My dad, Mr. Edward Biranga, he was a tough father. Things had to be done a certain way. There were no excuses expected in regards to education. You had to go through the whole process. And then thereafter, you can probably do what you're passionate about and everything. But at the same time, he also had an element to him where he encouraged us to go out and try sports and do other things as kids and meet people. He's a very social person.
Right.
So I personally I fell in love with sports.
Mm.
So because my parents used to play lawn tennis, I found myself
doing the same.
When they would be watching football, I'd sit with them and watch.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned all those things from my dad. And as much as he was tough, his being tough and strict on us has actually helped us as children.
Right.
I always tell them, if it wasn't for you guys, I probably
don't know where I would have ended up.
Yeah, because they kept saying us very stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they had strong principles, that in itself is what has driven us to also push forward and become the children we are.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, this is running through my mind. If you did not end up as an ICT personnel, what would you have become?
Probably I would have done dance.
Okay.
One of my big sisters did mass communication, then opened up a dance school.
Okay.
So she teaches ballet. And I would have probably done the contemporary element of dance. The other thing is, most probably I would have done law.
Oh, okay. Law. Yeah. All right. So are you happy with how you've spent your time? Can you just look back over your shoulders and say, yeah, that's time well spent?
Yes, I'm happy I've experienced everything I have in life, because in a way it has been a stepping stone to growth and development.
Mm-hmm.
So I'not, I won't sit 10 years from now and say, I wish I had done this.
Mm.
No. Right. Right now, I'm a happy child.
To a mom.
Yeah.
And all right, so what's your next track? And tell me why you're choosing that specifically.
I'm choosing this song specifically because as people, we tend to pray and ask, I'll say, the higher powers, because we have different religions, in terms of what we want. And then sometimes we forget that we have actually been able to get them because of that specific reason.
Right.
So the song is called Sing About Him.
Hmm.
It's from a musician in Uganda called Wanda JR.
Okay.
From his new mixtape.
Okay. Yeah. Sing About Him it is.
When you wake to God's love and it's your turn to settle down, my main concern is promise that you will. Sing about him, promise that you will. Sing about him. I told you when you went to God's love, and it's your turn to settle down. My main concern is promise that you will. Sing about him, promise that you will. Sing about him.
Listen, daily I clutch to the heavenlies. I plead the blood of Jesus when I sing these melodies. Reminisce upon his goodness is my current emphasis. Therapeutic alter the sequence from evil tendencies. Fantasies up, blessed from above and I'm clothed in heavenly dwelling. He rescued me from decadence, purging me from my messes. To me that's all that matters. The gospel of the master. Carry it with a diligence, spread it across the atlas. He snatched me out of the pit of hell I was fading up fast. Internal duplicity declutter memories that passed. Smoldering weak, breathing with ease. I'm screaming Abba. Can never retreat from the goodness that you uncovered. An aberration, my observations had swallowed me up. The agitation and perspiration to shrink from his touch. And when I do a recap, really needed that rehab. Reconstruct my interior world and shine with vigor. The company I kept around me was a danger to me. Party after party after party, aiming to please. Ladies twerking with heels, my hormones raging with ease. I was stumbling slowly until I got on my knees. Prayed about the somatic maladies that got me grieved. Highly depressed with no way to release the disbelief. He just got me through it, he always gets me through it. The broken perspective I carried, thinking I was foolish. Cognitive distortions, misrepresented notions. Many heartbreaks, internal poverty, deep emotions. Generations burned by cocaine, heroin, Hennessy. Crushed under the weight of sin, tied up in our fantasies. Then some die. I tell you, promise that you. Come on now, promise that you. See, we ain't singing about me, and I'm not singing about you. We're singing about him, Yeshua. Come on now, sing about him. Listen, the adversities that life poses as we move towards the ultimate horizon, singing praises to the Most High. We get well acquainted with the trials, the tribulations. Shadows dipping and we go weary with limitations. Exasperated with a lifestyle that is not consistent. Imprisoned by ideologies that are falsely given. Seeking partnerships and friendships with the world at large. Fighting for status and claim as we catch the cow. And did I mention that theologically some are misplaced? Or maybe many as I see what's dominating their taste. Chitwala Chitwala gospel is a prominent feature. Many are blinded and tricked by charlatan preachers. Riding the thermos that get carried by falsely winds. Indoctrinated susceptibility starts to creep. Misguided sentiments, look at the face he paints. Every time he talks about money with them crazy threats. This is the essence of idol worship, the lovers of wealth. Fine cuisines are lured to sin, exploiting the trends. And this goes against what the Bible teaches us is the price. Cause in it lies the instructions, where you're fixing your eyes. It's in the heavens, not you grasping at anything. Fix your mind fully on what's above, ain't no make-believe. It is the kingdom of God that I am talking about. The indescribable love, unprecedented comfort. Now come, O ye, who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. Trust only, cause I am holy, and I will guard you. Whatever it takes, huh? No one's from God to you and I. Pray that now that you decide. Come as you are and kill the pride. And run your race to win the prize. I rope myself with the virtues of God and sit by his side. I sit.
All right, welcome back. This is a Spotlight. My name is Irene Lasu, and our Spotlighter guest is Elizabeth, and she's telling us her journey of volunteerism. Now, Elizabeth, your life then is a sort of obsessive drive against normality, as you yourself have characterized it in most of your things that you have gone through schools and your big heart for humanity. Does that mean that sometimes you're attracted to doing some things that are rather conventional, or are you never naturally attracted to conventions of life?
I believe in experiencing life to the fullest. So I have gone through all the phases of life, mm-hmm. whereby I have enjoyed each and every phase, and I have learnt and I have an experience from each phase.
Yeah.
So I'm able to say, that isn't for me.
This is mine.
Yeah.
Wow. So when did you reach to that point of maturity? Just out of curiosity.
I keep telling people I'm a happy child. I'm a child. Because I strongly believe you should never block out the child in you.
True.
So I still have the child element. But then in terms of growth, I would say leaving home to come to South Sudan and work in ANMIS,
right.
That in itself has helped me grow quite a lot, as opposed to, you know, in your home, you're like, family is nearby. But when you're alone, you're able to say, no, what should I do? How do I plan this? So, yeah.
I hear you. So how does the prospect of being a volunteer in often hard conditions, I mean, South Sudan is harsh, climate-wise, everything. So how does that suit you?
Actually enjoy the climate in
Is it because
South
of
Sudan?
The AC you have in your office?
No, I think it's because it's slightly similar to the weather in Uganda as well. Mm. And for me, it's I don't think about the negative.
Right.
I'm a very optimistic person.
Okay.
So while people are thinking about maybe something might happen, there might be unrest, I keep telling people, no, why don't you think of peace will happen?
Mm.
Everyone will be smiling, everyone will be happy.
Right.
There'll always be conflict, but let's not think of that or dwell on that. Let's look for the positive.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Wow. And yes, this question is interesting. I know you love dancing, and this should be way out of the question. So if you are to be stranded on a desert island, what would you carry with? I know you'll go with your dance moves, but what would you carry with you?
If I was to be stranded, I'd probably want to carry my phone, not because I'm looking for signal, but there's music.
Music. Okay. Yeah.
And probably books, because I'm passionate about reading and music.
So which book are you currently reading?
Right now, I am actually reading Battlefield of the Mind by Jane Eyre.
Mm-hmm.
Jane Eyre is a book that I love. It's a literature book.
Oh, okay.
But I'm currently reading Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer.
Joyce Meyer,
yeah.
The pastor.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for sharing with us. And we're still continuing, but let's give you a chance to share with us your next track.
My next track is a song from Taryn Wells titled God's Not Done With You.
All right. God is not done with you. It is.
Feels a lot like the end. So used to losing, you're afraid to try again. Right now all you see are ashes where there was a flame. Truth is that you're not forgotten, 'cause grace knows your name. God's not done with you. Even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars, God's not done with you. Even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart, God's not done with you. It's not over, it's only begun. So don't hide, don't run, 'cause God's not done with you. There's a light you don't notice until you're standing in the dark. And there's a strength that's growing inside your shattered heart. Whoa. God's not done with you. Even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars, God's not done with you. Even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart, it's not over, it's only begun. So don't hide, don't run, 'cause God's not done with you. No, he's not done. God's not done with you. God's not done with you.
Even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars,
God's not done with you.
He's not done.
Even
with you.
All right, welcome back. This is The Spotlight, and our spotlighter is Elizabeth. Now, Elizabeth, we are winding out all this, and we can't thank you enough for sparing time to come and speak to us and share with us your exciting journey of volunteerism. Now, on The Spotlight, every guest is given a chance to choose a book, and I know we've spoken about it, that you love reading, and you shared with us one of your favorite books and the one that you are currently reading. So what book would you like to read
Jen Eyre. Oh. I've actually read it.
You don't get enough of it.
Because the first time I read it was in Senior 2, literature, mm-hmm. then as well in S5S6 literature. But I fell in love with the storyline behind it. Mm. And to this day, I actually still have the movie as well.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Wow.
It's one of those.
I think I should
books.
Look for that book. I didn't. I wasn't a literature student, unfortunately. So I'll look for the book. So now, if you had to pick the one of the songs that you gave us earlier, which song would you have picked up again, and why that song?
I would have picked up Tasha Cobbs, featuring Nicki Minaj, because of the message behind the song. Especially if you listen to the rap, Nicki Minaj's part, the way she talks about God always being there and never leaving you no matter what you do, that in itself is drive for you to know that you should never give up on life.
Right.
Life is beautiful, so why give up now?
Right.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Businje, thank you so much for coming and sharing with us your story.
Thank you, too.
All right, so that was Elizabeth Businje, and Businje hails from Uganda and works as IT security assistant with Field Technology Section here in ANMIS. I've been with you, Irene Lasu, and thank you so much to our producer, Martina.
The Spotlight. It's a radio show where volunteers share stories of inspiration, share their journey, express their feelings, and tell us all about those who have touched their lives. And we play their favorite music. It is The Spotlight, Fridays 2 to 3 p.m. on Radio Morocco.